Please turn to 2 Timothy.
请翻到提摩太后书。
Today we're going to look at verses 7 to 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 to 8.
今天要看提摩太后书一章七到八节。
Everybody found it?
找到了吗？
Okay, I'll read it.
我来读。
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
提摩太后书一章七到八节，因为上帝赐给我们的不是胆怯的灵。而是有能力、有爱和自律的灵，所以不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，却要靠着上帝的大能，与我为福音同受苦难。
There are two things that drive people's choices in their lives in this world.
人在做决定的时候，其实是有两个主要的。因素来帮助他们做决定。
And it makes them a slave. Makes them a slave.
To these two
things.
所以可以说是他们人是这两种东西的奴隶，被辖制了。
Fear and shame.
一个是害怕，一个是羞耻。
And then look at what our verse says here.
看今天这段经文。
Basically, do not be afraid.
他说不要害怕。
And do not be ashamed.
不要感到羞耻。
Do not be afraid about following Jesus.
不要害怕去跟随基督。
Do not be ashamed about testifying to Jesus.
不要因为基督来做见证感到羞耻。
Caleb's going to preach on verse 6 next week.
下礼拜天德要讲第六节。
And it focuses on that aspect of using your gifts and your call and carrying it out.
第六节的重点是放在怎么样使用你的恩赐。
But today we're going to talk about not being afraid and not being ashamed and what God tells us to do instead of that.
今天要讲的重点是上帝要你做的事情，你不要害怕去做，也不要以为羞耻。
My mother introduced verse 7 to me when I was a child.
我小时候，我的母亲跟我讲第七节这个经文。
She actually made me memorize it, and it's actually had a good impact on me.
她叫我背起来，那这节经文对我的生命有很大的影响。
Now, how many of you are parents?
在座有多少为人父母的？
And the ones of parents of little kids that haven't gotten older yet?
有哪些是孩子还很小的
？So, you know, we have the best of intentions of protecting our kids from seeing scary things or scary movies.
你知道，我们做父母的都会保护我们的小孩子，不要看到一些很恐怖的，比如说恐怖电影或者一些恐怖的景象。
And my parents tried to keep me from seeing those things, but occasionally I would catch a glance of some image or some scary thing.On a commercial or something on the television.
小时候的父母他都会小心过滤我看的这个电视节目或电影。可是，即使是这样，偶尔还是会不小心看到一些恐怖的片段。
Because you know how much they love putting out horror movies, and you see a lot of them in the MRTs here in Taiwan.
即使是在这边的捷运上，我们还是都会看到一些恐怖的那种片段。
And the movie that scared me the most were those about kind of demon possession.
我小时候最怕看的就是那种描述邪灵附身的那种电影。
And I would be trying to sleep, and I keep thinking about those images when I was a kid, even if I just saw a brief glimpse of it.
即使是只是惊鸿一瞥的景象，我常常有时候晚上想到那些景象，我就会睡不着。
And so my mom shared with me, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of the spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline.
所以我的母亲就告诉我说，上帝赐给我们的并不是一颗胆怯的灵，而是有能力、有爱跟自律的灵。
And she taught me whenever I feel this, to repeat this feel this fear to repeat the verse in my mind.
他教我说，如果心里面觉得害怕，就不断的默念这句经文。
And it comforted me.
那这节经文确实安慰了我。
And it challenged me to believe the good news about God's love for us instead of succumbing to my fears.
所以这节经文它挑战我去相信上帝是爱我的，不是要让我不会向害怕来投降。
And I think there is a general overall principle that you can apply this verse to that goes beyond just following God and testifying to Jesus Christ.
那其实不只是说跟随上帝，不只是为基督来做见证而已。
It relates to any fear in our lives.
这个害怕其实是生活上各方面都有可能害怕。
And the application is because God is with you, you have nothing to fear, and you have no reason to let your mind be filled with fear.
所以这边的重点是上帝他与你同在，所以你没有什么好害怕的，你也没有理由容许自己觉得害怕。
And yes, this verse will help little children not to fear monsters in the night.
当然没有错，这节经文可以帮助小孩子在晚上不怕鬼。
And I recommend that you parents put it to use.
所以我建议在座的父母可以好好来运用。
But in verse 7-8, Paul's dealing with a particular pastoral issue, a shepherding issue with regard to Timothy.
不过在七到八节的保罗谈到的这两节经文是，有主要是在处理提摩太他遇到信徒的一个问题。
Paul wrote these words because Timothy was facing a problem.
那保罗他写这些话是因为提摩太他遇到一个难题。
It's because he's facing the fact that his teacher and mentor is in prison now.
因为保罗是提摩太的这个属灵的导师哦，结果现在这位属灵的导师被关在牢里。
And it wasn't just Paul was in prison; he was the object of scorn.
那保罗不但被关，他还受到羞辱。
And not just that, but the message Paul had been preaching is suffering public humiliation by him being in prison.
而且因为保罗被关的缘故，他过去传讲的信息现在也受到众人的羞辱。
And so anybody who is taught by Paul or associated by Paul would experience a temptation to be afraid.
所以那些跟随过保罗、能接受过他教导的人都有可能会这时候觉得会害怕。
They might say, "Look what happened to Paul."
我会说，你看保罗现在的下场。
Hey, if I keep preaching these things and follow in Paul's footsteps, I'll meet the same fate.
如果我继续传讲这些事，如果跟随保罗的脚步，我可能会面临同样的命运。
See, you'd meet the same kind of shame and humiliation and suffering and persecution if you continue the work. That would be the fear.
如果继续传道的话，可能也会面对同样的羞辱、迫害跟苦难。
And then not just persecution from the outside, persecution from within the church.
这个迫害不只是来自教会外面，也来自教会里面。
People could look at Timothy and say, "Hey, look, he was that guy associated with Paul, right?"
那连教会里的人都可能因为可能会说，嘿，这个提摩太他跟保罗是有关系的人。
And so they might use it as an excuse to resist his leadership and oppose him.
可能就用这个做借口，不要让提摩太来带领教会。
So we're going to talk about this suffering.
所以我们要来谈一下这个苦难。
And how to face it.
怎么样来面对这样的痛苦。
But before you think about facing suffering, I want you to think about whether or not you're like some of those church folks that actually is causing suffering in other people.
在讲我们自己受苦之前，我们现在讲一讲，你有没有害别人受苦？
Think about, are you gossiping and judging and looking down on people in the church because of whom they are associated with?
你有没有因为教会中某个人跟谁来往，你就说他闲话，去论断他，去轻视他
？Are you using some excuse to resist the leadership of your teaching and ruling elders?
还是因为同样的原因、借口，你就去抗拒教会里面教导的长老跟治理的长老。
And this is kind of an aside, but you might not have control about the suffering you face, but you do have control about the suffering you cause others, and just hold that in your mind.
你也许没有办法掌控你自己面对的痛苦，可是你可以掌控你加在别人身上的痛苦，所以这一点请记住。
So let's go back now to talk about the suffering you face.
现在再回去看因为信仰来受苦。
Do you remember the worst time in Peter's life?
记不记得彼得这一生最痛苦的那一刻？
When was it?
是什么哪一刻？
The time he denied Jesus, right?
不认耶稣的那一刻。
He was facing the suffering of, hey, you were associated with that guy Jesus, right?
耶稣被捕，然后人家说，嘿，你不是跟耶稣同伙的，对不对？
And what was happening to Jesus?
你看耶稣现在什么下场？
He was arrested and about to be executed, just like Paul later on.
被逮捕，即将被处决，就跟保罗现在的处境一样。
I think our tendency is very much like Peter. We want to run and hide.
我们的反应可能跟彼得会很像，遇到这种情况就想要逃，赶快躲起来。
In our selfish, sinful natures, we want to protect ourselves.
我们罪恶的本性就会本能的想要保护自己。
And this is, I think, one of the reasons God has given us this passage today.
我觉得这是神给我们今天这段经文的原因。
So notice how in the passage, Paul teaches Timothy not to be discouraged or act out of fear.
你看保罗怎么样鼓励提摩太不要害怕。
So he says something not to do and something he should do instead.
跟他说你不要做什么，你应该做什么。
What should he not do?
他不应该做什么。
Go ahead, say it a little. Don't be afraid or ashamed.
不要害怕，不要感到羞耻。
And then what does he say to do?
那他叫他要怎么做呢？
Join in it. Embrace that suffering.
要来接受这个苦难，要一同来受这个苦难。
And that's very interesting. The way to turn away from being ashamed is to do the opposite. To publicly embrace the cause of your suffering.
很有意思哦，你越不希望受羞辱，你就越应该去公开接受你这个受苦被羞辱的原因。
If you're afraid to speak the name of Jesus when you're walking on the street,
比如说你走在街上，如果怕人家因为你是基督徒就看轻你，
just embrace it.
你就大胆地承认你是基督徒。
And love the fact that you are called a Christian.
你就很乐意被称作基督徒。
Paul is the one everyone despises.
比如说大家都唾弃保罗。
Give Paul a big hug right in front of everybody.
你就在众目睽睽之下给保罗一个拥抱。
We're often too afraid to do that kind of thing, right?
但是我们常常都很怕做这样的事。
What are you afraid of in your life?
你怕什么呢？你生命中有什么你怕的事？
I don't think you're sharing this, and I are, we're not sharing the same kind of dangers that Paul and Timothy shared of being imprisoned and executed.
在座大概没有人会害怕自己像保罗或提摩太那样可能会被关或被处决。
But we do have fears.
但是我们还是有我们所害怕的事。
And this passage can apply to that situation.
这节经文可以适用在那样的我们所害怕的事情上。
I think everyone a lot of times is afraid to believe in God's promises.
我想很多人都害怕去相信神的应许。
You know how Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
耶稣说我必不离开你也不丢弃你。
We still cannot put our trust in that sometimes.
我们有时候还是觉得很难去相信这个应许。
We don't want to just let go of controlling our lives and relying on ourselves.
我们很难去放手不靠自己。
Sometimes we're afraid to obey God.
有时候怕要来跟随神。
What happens when God says, stop doing that?
万一神叫我不要做某一件事怎么办？
One way we avoid it is we just don't look at the passages in the Bible that say stop doing that.
那这时候我们就不要去看那样的经文，叫我们不要做某些事的那种经文。
If God tells you only to marry a Christian, if you're a single Christian,
如果你是还没有结婚的基督徒，那上帝说不可以跟非基督徒结婚。
But you found a non-Christian boyfriend or girlfriend.
可是你找到了一个非基督徒的男朋友或女朋友。
And they seem to like you.
啊，对方好像喜欢你。
And you don't know if anybody else you're going to find is going to like you.
那你不知道还能不能找到喜欢你的人。
You're afraid to obey God and stop dating that person, right?
就很怕去听上帝的话，你就觉得还是想跟他交往。
You don't want to give up the source of comfort you have with that person.
你不想要放弃这个人所带给你的希望跟安慰。
And you're afraid of being lonely.
你害怕孤独。
God tells us not to have a lying tongue.
上帝也说不要说谎。
Christians are afraid of losing face like everybody else, right?
可是基督徒跟大家一样都害怕，都怕没有面子。
And in some situations, you and I are tempted to lie if it seems to make us look good in front of other people.
有时候我们遇到一些情况，我们觉得如果说谎的话，会让我们在别人面前有面子。
God tells us to give back to the Lord a tithe of our income.
比如说上帝要我们把收入的十分之一献给他。
So that the church work can progress and more people can go out and share the gospel.
让教会可以继续的去侍奉人，可以去传福音。
So that the church has money to go meet needy people's needs and take care of them and do acts of mercy.
教会才可以去帮助社区中有需要的人。
But if you're on the edge in your financial situation, you'll be afraid to take that step.
可是如果你遇到手头很紧的时候，你就会很怕要踏出这一步。
God calls us to share the gospel.
比如说上帝要我们去传福音。
And it's really sad, but when it comes down to it, I think we fear and honor man more than we.Fear and honor God.
可是很悲哀的是，我们常常会怕人，我们会去尊敬人，胜过我们怕上帝，尊敬上帝。
We fear ridicule.
我们怕别人来嘲笑。
We fear our loss of comfort and earthly security.
我们怕失去这世界上的保障。
And because of these things, we are afraid and ashamed to testify about our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样的缘故，我们就很害怕为主来做见证，甚至感到羞耻。
In your life this past week, did you act out of fear or act out of faith?
过去这个礼拜，你是凭害怕来行事，还是凭信心来行事呢？
God gave us a scripture text this morning.
上帝给我们这一段经文。
It's a way out of our fears.
可以帮助我们不再害怕。
See, God doesn't want us to be slave to fear. God doesn't want that to be the ruling thing in our lives.
上帝不要我们被害怕来辖制。
God wants us to be free.
他要我们能够有自由。
Now there's some things Paul says to Timothy in this passage.
在这段经文里面，保
About how to turn away from your fear.
有讲到说要怎么样脱离害怕的心态。
The first is in verse 7. You can say it this way. Recognize what God has already given you. Look to and rely on God.
第七节他跟我们说，我们首先要看神已经给了我们什么。
See, God didn't give us a spirit of timidity. That's He did not give us that.
他并没有给我们一颗胆怯的灵。
Another way to say that is God didn't give us a spirit of cowardice.
上帝并没有让我们成为一个很胆小的人。
Think about what God did give us. Three words Paul uses here.
想想看，神给我们什么？保罗这边用了三个词。
Power.
能力。
Love.
爱。
Self-discipline.
跟自律。
If that's at work in you.No matter how strong you feel fear and shame, you can take a next step and ignore that and keep doing what you know is right.
如果你有这样的灵在你里面，你就会有力量可以战胜你的恐惧，让你去做对的事。
You really do have power to overcome your fears and do what you know is right.
你确实有那样的能力可以去战胜恐惧。
God fills our hearts with love.
神将他的爱充满在我们心里。
You know, the more love you have for God and other people, the more you're going to do things, even if you're afraid of them, because of doing it for the sake of another person or for God.
你越爱上帝，你越爱人，你就越会去做你害怕做的事，因为你是为上帝、为别人来做的。
God's given you a spirit of self-discipline.
上帝给你一个自律的灵。
Even when you feel afraid and like your legs are going to run away without you.
即使你觉得害怕、想要逃之夭夭的时候。
You can control yourself and stand and persevere.
你还是可以掌控自己，能够忍耐下去。
You might say, Joel, I look at my life, there's so many times I just can't do that.
你可能会说，可是我看我自己实在常常做不到。
Look at the verse. Look at how the verbs are in the verse.
来看一下这节经文里面的动词。
Does it say God will give you a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline only after you've become a mature Christian?
他有说，只有在你变成一个成熟的基督徒之后，上帝才会给你这个能力、爱跟自律的灵吗？
No, it doesn't say that.
他没有这样讲。
God has already given it to you if you're a Christian.
如果你是基督徒，神早就已经赐给你这样的灵。
Remember that after Jesus rose from the dead,
记不记得耶稣从死里复活之后，
Jesus gave a big, great commission for his disciples to carry out.
他给了他的门徒一个大使命，要他们去完成。
But he didn't say to do it immediately.
他没有说要马上去做。
He said to wait.
他要他们等。
And they waited what?
等什么？
40 days, maybe? I forgot.
等了多久？
Who knows the time? How long did they wait?They hung out in Jerusalem and waited 50 days.
他耶稣叫他们要在耶路撒冷等候，等了50天。
Something like that, a long time.
很长一段时间。
What were they waiting for?
他们在等什么？
Jesus Christ to pour out his Holy Spirit and fill them with power to do the work God had called them to do.
在等耶稣将圣灵浇灌在他们身上，让那个能力临到他们身上，有那个能力可以去完成他的使命。
The very fact that you came to faith means that God has poured out His Spirit on you already, and the Spirit is active and working inside of you.
你能够来信靠耶稣，就表示神的灵已经浇灌在你身上，让你能够去活出来。
You don't need to be afraid of anything.
你什么都不用害怕。
You know, when something rules your lives, you make decisions based on whatever rules your life.
如果你的生命被什么东西辖制，你做决定的时候就会被那个东西来主宰。
Instead of our fears ruling us, let's let God rule us.
我们不要让害怕来主宰我们的决定，要让上帝来主宰我们的决定。
And even if you're so afraid, you're shaking, and you can still make a decision, not because of the fear, but based on God's power and love and call for you.
可是即使你很害怕，你还是可以照着上帝的能力跟他的爱来做决定，不用因为害怕来做决定。
I know this by experience.
我自己有切身的经验。
I have had so many times when I am so afraid.
曾经有很多次我觉得很害怕。
When I was single, of course, it was picking up the phone and calling a girl to ask her to dinner.
比如说在我单身的时候啊，我很害怕打电话去邀女孩子出来。
So, you know, my hand shaking as I'm picking up the phone.
所以我拿起听筒的时候就手都在发抖。
And I know my voice is going to be quavering.
那我知道我的声音会颤抖。
Why did I do that?
为什么我会那么害怕？
Why did I just never pick up the phone and never do that?
为什么不干脆就不要打电话算了？
Because there was something more important that I wanted to get done, no matter how afraid I was, right?
因为就算我很害怕，可是做这件事情很重要。
It's the same with God's call for my life. There's so many times when I've beenTotally afraid to, as a pastor, confront a person.
那同样的，在我的侍奉过程中，有好几次，我也觉得很怕去 面对面啊指责一个会友说他的不对的时候，我也觉得很害怕。
And as that appointment, that lunchtime appointment or whatever is looming, I'm just like dreading it.
那比如说我跟他约好要吃午饭，吃午饭的时候要来谈问，质问他这件事情。当这个时间快到的时候，我就越来越紧张，越害怕。
And the fear is so big that you almost just want to quit being a pastor at that point.
真是害怕到觉得不要当牧师算了。
But God, the Holy Spirit is at work in me, and He gave me such enough of a love for that person that I know that person needs it. No matter how afraid and uncomfortable I am, I'll still go talk to that person. It's God's work in me that I could overcome that.
可是我知道圣灵会在我心里面工作，他会给我让我去爱那一个人，让我能够克服我的恐惧，去做我应该做的事。
Because I know they need it.
因为我知道他确实需要我这样做。
God gave us a spirit of love.
因为神给我们的是一个爱的灵。
And self-discipline.
让我们能够自律、自我约束的灵。
We can control ourselves.
我们可以约束自己。
Actually, you know, worse than having to confront someone is to, as a pastor, having to call up and saying,You're sorry for something you did.
其实我觉得指出会有的不是有一件事比这个更难做到，就是你打电话跟人道歉说对不起，我做错了。
And it's the same thing. I know for my sake and for their sake and for God's honor, I need to do it. So I do it.
可是我知道为了我们的缘故，为了上帝的缘故，我必须这样做，所以我还是克服了恐惧去做。
And the fact that I do it is not because I'm so special, but God's power is at work in me, and He's at work in you too.
可是我能够去做，不表示我有多厉害，而是表示上帝的灵在我的身上动工，也在你身上动工。
You make a decision to do something despite the fear you feel.
你虽然害怕，你还是可以做决定。
And you really can do that because you really can.Have self-control because the Holy Spirit is at work in you.
因为圣灵在你的心里面动工，你就可以约束自己，可以掌控自己。
And so, Paul in verse 7 is just stating a fact of truth.
所以第七节讲的就是一个事实。
And don't believe the lie that you tell yourself that says, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't face it.
你不要去相信你自己告诉自己的谎言，一直说我做不到，我做不到。
You counter that lie with the truth.
你要用真理来对抗这个谎言。
God has given you a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline.
上帝赐给你的是有能力、有爱跟能够自我约束的灵。
Now we're called by the name of Jesus Christ. We're called Christians.
我们被称作基督徒。
And in verse 8, God calls us not to be ashamed to testify about the Lord.
神要我们不要以给我们的主做见证为耻。
And it also says, not to be ashamed of me, Paul says. Don't be ashamed of me, his prisoner.
保罗对提摩太说，也不要因为我被囚，你就跟我来往，以跟我来往为耻。
Notice that Paul didn't call himself a prisoner of the Roman Empire.
看保罗这边并没有说他是一个罗马帝国的囚犯。
He calls himself Jesus's prisoner.
他说他是耶稣基督的囚犯。
And what he's saying there is whatever humiliation he's in the middle of, God is in control of that, and the Lord Jesus Christ has allowed it in his life and is using it for a good purpose.
意思是说被囚是为主的缘故，为耶稣的缘故，是神所应许的。
So he says, "Don't be ashamed of our Lord."
所以他说不要以我们的主为耻。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is not just some well-respected president of some important country in the world.
因为主耶稣不只是像这世上。哪个大国的受尊敬的总统而已。
He's like that song. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He's higher than anyone else in this world.
他比世上所有的人都还高高在上。
The Bible says he's exalted above everything.
圣经说他被高举超过一切。
And he sits at the right hand of God the Father.
而且正坐在天父上帝的右边。
That's our Lord.
这就是我们的主。
If there was ever anyone that you're associated with that you don't really, in truth, have to hide yourself and try to pretend you don't have a connection, that would be Jesus.He's the one person you can be proud of, if there's anyone you could be proud of.
所以如果你因为跟某个人来往就觉得羞耻的话，这个人绝对不可能是耶稣基督，因为他是这样子的，超越一切。
But notice who Jesus, our Lord, chooses to be associated with. Notice who Jesus himself chooses to be associated with.
那我们也来看看主耶稣基督他选择要跟谁来往呢？
AndBecause whoever Jesus chooses to associate with, we're associated with that person too.
因为耶稣选择跟谁来往，我们就要跟那样的人来往。
Including Paul.
包括保罗。
I mean, these days we would think, hey, I'm connected to Paul. That's a pretty good thing.
所以也许你现在觉得说，哎，我跟保罗有关系，这个是很得意的事啊。
But back in those days of him being in prison and everything not seemed to be going well, you might have.Had second thoughts about your association.
可是如果你在当时的活在当时的年代，看见他被关，然后事情都很不顺利的时候，你可能会觉得说跟保罗认识是一件很不好的事。
Well, I want you to remind you of a verse that I probably bring up a whole lot over these past few years. 1 Corinthians 1:26-27.
有一段经文我这几年来可能常常提到，就是哥林多前书1:26-27。
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of the world and despised things.
这边说，弟兄们，你们想想，你们这些蒙召的，按人来看，有智慧的不多，有权势的不多，出身尊贵的也不多。但是上帝却拣选了世上愚拙的，使那些有智慧的羞愧；他也拣选了世上软弱的，使那些刚强的羞愧。
He loves those kind of people.
耶稣爱这样的人。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
We are the foolish.
我们都是那些愚拙的人。
We're the weak and lowly.
我们都是那些啊软弱卑贱的人。
And thank God He chose us.
但是感谢主，他拣选了我们。
And if you're new to church, whenever you hear someone get up and share a testimony, they're going to share something foolish or weak and lowly about themselves.
如果你是第一次来教会或刚来教会不久，你可能常常会听到人分享的时候，就是分享自己有多软弱、多卑贱、多愚拙。
And we share that because.We're not ashamed anymore because Jesus chose to associate his great name with us.
我们可以这样分享，不感到羞耻，是因为耶稣他选择要跟我们，这样伟大的耶稣他选择要跟我们来往。
And no matter what all our sin we've done in our lives, Jesus particularly chose to die for us.
不管我们犯过什么样的罪耶稣他都选择要为我们的罪来而受死。
He chose to associate himself with us.
他选择要跟我们来往。
Someone lent me a movie about the American Mafia in the 1970s, and they tried to give a really accurate portrayal of the Mafia back then.
有人借我一部电影那描写那个70年代美国的黑帮。
Now these guys, they're doing all kinds of evil things, but they have their own little code of loyalty and honor.
那这个这些黑帮黑道的人，他们就是做一些，为非作歹，但是他们有他们自己那种效忠的一些。
And there was a new guy coming up in the ranks of the mafia.
就是每次有新的成员的时候。
And an older guy.
那这个老大呢
？He said, "Let me tell you something."
就会讲一句话。
If I say to all the other mafia folks.Let me introduce you to my friend.
他会说，如果我跟所有的这个黑道人士说，这个人是我的朋友。
Those words, my friend.
说这是我的朋友。
Mean that I have vouched for you, and ain't nobody can touch you. That's how I said it.
他说这是我朋友，意思就是说，这个人有我担保，没有人敢碰你。
The Lord put His stamp and seal of the Holy Spirit on our hearts, and He vouched for us.
主耶稣他为我们来担保。
And instead of being afraid, God calls us to join in the suffering of being associated with the Lord and with those whom the Lord chose to be associated with.
上帝不要我们害怕，他要我们能够愿意去承受因为跟耶稣基督来往而遭到的苦难。
You know, we have the term name dropping.
你知道，有一句话，英文里面有一个词哦，那个意思就是说，把名人挂在嘴上来自抬身价。
And there's a tendency for us to enjoy the pride of associating with rich and famous and powerful people.
那我们常常觉得能够跟有钱有势的名人沾上关系，很得意哦。
Judy once sat behind Tom Cruise at Disneyland. This is a nice, real, fun fact.
有一次 ，Judy 在迪士尼乐园坐在汤姆克鲁斯后面，哇！这种话大家都很想听。
But greater than anyone like that, we were singled out. It's not that we just happened to sit behind them. We were singled out by the Lord Jesus Christ, and He put His arm around us, and He said, "This is my friend."
可是主耶稣他单单把我们挑出来，让我们就坐在他的旁边，不只是坐后面。然后他说，这是我的朋友。
And of course.If you mention the name Christ to a lot of people in this world, they will not be thinking rich, famous, powerful friend.
我当然，这世界上有很多人听到你讲这个耶稣的名字的时候，他不会联想到有钱有势、有名利双收的人是名人。
They'll be thinking, fanatic.
他们只会觉得啊，基督徒都是一些狂热分子。
Fool.
都是一些傻瓜。
Time waster.
只是浪费时间而已。
God calls us to take on that humiliation and that suffering.
可是上帝呼召我们要能够去接受那样的苦难，那样的羞辱。
And do not be ashamed of it.
不要引以为耻。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ was not ashamed of us.
因为耶稣并不以我们为耻。
We're going to take communion now.
我们现在要来领圣餐。
It's interesting what Jesus had to do in order to make us His people and His friends.
耶稣必须我们做很多，才能够让我们成为他的朋友。
If you look at Isaiah 53,
如果你看以赛亚书五十三章
He had to make Himself like us in order to save us and make us one of His people.
他必须要让自己跟我们变成一样的人，才能够来救赎我们。
He embraced a lot bigger humiliation than anything we have by having the name of Christ.
他所受到的羞辱远比我们，做个基督徒受到的羞辱还大很多。
Isaiah 53:3-6.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Now after he came to this earth, and took on human nature.This is what happened to him.
耶稣来到世上，成为人的样式之后，他的遭遇是这样子的。
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted.But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
以赛亚书五十三章三到六节，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦。常经忧患，他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被上帝击打苦待了。 哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
I tell you, it's worth being associated with Jesus.
我告诉你，跟耶稣来往是很值得的。
Because he knows all of our suffering.
因为他对我们的所受的一切痛苦，他都清清楚楚。
And he knows every single ugly thing about you and me, and every single awful, evil, sinful thing about me and you, and he still chose to come and die for you.
他对我们心中所有的我们的一切的罪恶了若指掌，可是他还是选择要爱我们，救我们。
And he's not ashamed to call you his brethren.
他一点都不觉得称你为他的弟兄是羞耻的。
And when we take communion, we remember Jesus coming to earth for us.
我们领圣餐的时候，就是在纪念耶稣为我们来到世上。
And we remember the suffering and humiliation of the cross.
我们纪念他在十字架上所受到的痛苦跟羞辱。
And we remember that was the only way to save us of our sins.
要纪念，记住说，他唯有这样做才能够拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
And we remember that because of what he did, we have righteousness and we have eternal life.
我们要记住，因为他这样做，我们才能够有公义，才能够有永生。
So, communion is for those who have professed their faith and been baptized in the church.
所以在教会里面已经公开宣告你的信仰，已经受洗的人就可以来领这个圣餐。
And it's for sinners who know they need a savior.
是给知道自己需要救主的罪人来领的。
If you're not a believer yet, or if you haven't been baptized yet, just ask you to wait, because baptism is the first public step.
如果你还没有相信耶稣，还没有受洗，请不要领圣餐，因为领圣餐是公开你信仰的第一个步骤。
But I want you to think about this amazing Lord Jesus Christ, who's greater than anything, yet he can care for you specifically. And I want you to call you today, as you observe other people take communion, to put your faith in Jesus.
那如果你还没有信靠耶稣，你可以来思想一下这位至高无上的耶稣，他竟然选择跟我们在一起，你也可以看看别人怎么样来领这个圣餐。我希望你今天能够来信靠耶稣。
Paul wrote, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'"
保罗说，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们拨开的，你们应当这样行，为的是纪念我。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you as we remember the shame, humiliation, and suffering that you faced for us.
主啊，我们要纪念你为我们所承受的痛苦跟羞辱。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. We'll pass it out and we'll take it together once everyone has it.
把饼传下去，等大家都拿到之后再一起来领。
I love what Thomas said. It's not how much faith you have in the branch, but it's which branch you grab onto that makes all the difference.
完全 Thomas 今天分享说，重要的不是你对那一只树干有树枝有多大的信心，重要的是你有没有抓对树枝。
And as we eat this, we are again grabbing on to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们领这个饼就是要紧紧抓住我们的主耶稣基督。
Let's take and eat.
一起来领这个饼。
In the same way, after the supper.He took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
饭后照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候应当这样行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，就是宣扬主的死，只等到他来。
Let's pass it out. You notice that Jesus took the most common things in a meal back then, bread and wine to drink.
看耶稣他用当时的人最常吃喝的葡萄酒跟饼来作为这个象征。
And he did that, I think perhaps one reason is so that we wouldn't focus on the actual bread and the actual wine.
可能因为是一个很普通的东西，我们就不会好像把重点都放在这个东西上面。
Just like we just have water that we dump on someone.
就好像用水浇灌在人头上，是水一个很平凡的东西。
He wants us to focus on the reality, the spiritual reality that we cannot see.
他把重点放在我们看不见的这个属灵的意义上。
Which is that the just God can forgive you of your sins because a righteous Jesus Christ died for them.
只有上帝可以赦免我们的罪，因为耶稣已经来代替我们受死，他把他的公义给我们。
And we have his righteousness.
我们已经有耶稣的公义了。
Let's take and drink.
一起来领这个杯。
Let's stand.
请大家起立。
Lord, we thank you for the food.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们饮食。
The food for our souls and the food for our bodies.
喂养我们心灵跟身体的饮食。
We thank you. You take care of us.
谢谢你看顾我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Hear God's word of blessing on his people.
听神对他子民的祝福。
The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace now and forevermore.
愿神赐福给你，保守你，愿他的怜光照你，赐给你平安，从今时直到永远。
Amen. Amen.